Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India's judiciary is facing an unprecedented backlog of over 5.5 crore pending cases across all court levels, with 76% of the prison population comprising under-trial prisoners awaiting trial, highlighting the need for innovative solutions to bridge the access to justice gap. The Department of Justice, Ministry of Law and Justice, is organizing the Telelaw National Consultation 2026, a landmark policy dialogue on technology-enabled access to justice under the Disha scheme. This consultation is significant as it comes at a critical juncture when India's judiciary is facing a staggering backlog, and the event will launch several initiatives, including the Voice of Beneficiaries Booklet 2025-26, the Nyaya Setu AI-powered chatbot mascot, a white paper on telelaw services, and legal awareness comic books developed with National Law University, Delhi. Article 39 of the Indian Constitution is a directive principle of state policy, inserted by the Constitution, 42nd Amendment, Act, 1976, which directs the state to ensure that the operation of the legal system promotes justice on a basis of equal opportunity, and mandates the provision of free legal aid through suitable legislation or schemes so that no citizen is denied justice by reason of economic or other disabilities. This article is not merely aspirational, as the Supreme Court in Husainara Khatun v. State of Bihar, 1979, read it with Article 21, Right to Life and Personal Liberty, to hold that free legal aid is a fundamental right of every accused person who cannot afford a lawyer. The constitutional mandate of Article 39 was operationalized through the Legal Services Authorities Act, 1987, which established a tiered institutional framework for delivering free legal services across the country. The National Legal Services Authority, or NALSA, operates through 38 High Court Legal Services Committees, 37 State Legal Services Authorities, 715 District Legal Services Authorities, and 2,475 Taluk Legal Services Committees. The Chief Justice of India serves as the Patron-in-Chief of NALSA, and the second senior-most judge of the Supreme Court is the Executive Chairman. The Disha Scheme, or Designing Innovative Solutions for Holistic Access to Justice, is a central sector scheme launched in 2021 by the Department of Justice for a 5-year period, with a total outlay of 250 crore rupees. Disha serves as the umbrella framework for multiple technology-driven legal aid programs aimed at bridging the access to justice gap for marginalized and rural populations. By February 2025, the Disha scheme had reached approximately 2.10 crore beneficiaries across the country. The telelaw program was launched on 6 June 2017 by then Union Law Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad, and it began as a pilot in 1,800 common service centers across 11 states. The program connects citizens in rural and semi-urban areas with panel lawyers through video teleconferencing facilities available at Gram Panchayat-level common service centers, operated by village-level entrepreneurs. The service expanded dramatically under Disha, and Telelaw 2.0 was launched in 2020-23 to upgrade the program with a dedicated mobile application, a toll-free helpline, and integration with the Umang platform. A citizen visits the nearest common service center at the Gram Panchayat level and registers their legal query with the paralegal volunteer or village-level entrepreneur. The paralegal volunteer schedules a video or telephone consultation with a panel lawyer, who provides pre-litigation advice, guidance on legal rights, options, and remedies, helping the citizen understand whether formal litigation is necessary, what documents are needed, or whether alternative dispute resolution mechanisms like Lok Adalats can resolve the issue. The service is free of cost for all citizens, with no income ceiling or eligibility restriction. The Nyaya Setu AI-powered chatbot was launched by the Ministry of Law and Justice on 1 January 2026, integrated directly into WhatsApp. Citizens can access the service by saving the official number 721771814 and initiating a chat. After a simple verification process, the chatbot guides users through a structured menu of legal topics, including family and matrimonial issues, property and tenancy disputes, criminal law basics, consumer protection, and corporate law. Nyaya Setu is not a standalone tool, but is integrated with Telelaw and Nyaya Bandhu, the pro bono lawyer network, to facilitate a connection with a panel of pro bono or registered lawyers for a deeper consultation. India's judiciary faces a staggering backlog, with approximately 5.58 crore pending cases across all courts, and 85% of these cases concentrated in district courts alone. The average judge in India handles over 2,200 cases, and India's total judiciary budget for 2026-27 is approximately $540 million, representing roughly 0.08% of the national budget. The judge-to-population ratio remains critically low, with approximately 21 judges per million population, compared to 50 per million in the UK and 107 per million in the USA. The undertrial prisoner crisis is one of the most visible consequences of India's legal aid deficit, with 76% of India's prison population comprising undertrials, who are persons awaiting trial and have not been convicted. The government's Legal Aid Defence Council system, implemented through NALSA since FY 2023-24, has made tangible progress, with 2,76,476 undertrial prisoners receiving legal representation in FY 2025-26, leading to the release of 59,630 undertrials. In FY 2025-26, over 16.6 lakh persons received free legal aid and advice across the country through NALSA's institutional network. While this represents significant progress, it remains a fraction of the estimated demand, with crores of citizens involved in pending litigation, and the gap between legal aid supply and demand remains vast. In comparison to other countries, the UK spends approximately £1.6 billion sterling per year on legal aid, with a per capita spend of approximately £27 sterling per person. The US Legal Services Corporation, established by Congress in 1974, is the single largest funder of civil legal aid for low-income Americans, with a budget of $540 million for FY 2026. India's per capita legal aid spending is among the lowest of any major democracy, with a total outlay of 250 crore rupees over 5 years for the Disha scheme. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Article 39A was inserted by the 42nd Constitutional Amendment Act, 1976, and is part of the Directive Principles of State Policy. NALSA, or the National Legal Services Authority, was established in 1995, with the Chief Justice of India as its patron-in-chief, and has a network of 38 High Court Legal Services Committees, 37 State Legal Services Authorities, 715 District Legal Services Authorities, and 2,475 Taluk Legal Services Committees. The Disha scheme is a central sector scheme launched in 2021, with a total outlay of 250 crore rupees, and has reached approximately 2.10 crore beneficiaries across the country. The Telelaw program was launched in 2017, and has expanded to 2,50,000 common service centers across 785 districts in 36 states UTs, with over 1.03 crore consultations delivered. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topic of access to justice and legal aid is relevant to the UPSC syllabus, particularly in the context of the Indian Constitution, judicial reforms, and social justice. Remember to note the key facts, such as Article 39 of the Legal Services Authorities Act, 1987, and the Disha scheme, as these can be useful for both prelims and mains. In conclusion, The need for innovative solutions to bridge the access to justice gap in India is critical, and the Telelaw program and Nyaya Setu AI-powered chatbot are significant steps in this direction. As India continues to grapple with the challenges of judicial backlog and under-trial prisoners, it is essential to scale up these initiatives and ensure that every citizen has access to justice, regardless of their economic or social background.